I am Joe Vandenbush, and this is Stay Awesome Podcast.
I ever played on a PlayStation, a first console that came out in 1994. Well, when the PlayStation came out, it was a square console. It was a button that you push, bloop, the disc thing will come up, you put the disc in. When the PlayStation came out, it was a gray console, and the controllers were not wireless yet. You had to plug them in. Then you had a little chip that you put in that got your games on, that you played on a PlayStation. When PlayStation came out, the graphics were not that great. It had three pompers, and those pompers were played on a box TV. Kids these days don't know what a box TV is because they didn't grow up with a box TV. I grew up with a box TV. I know what a box TV is. It's basically an older generation TV that the first console played on was a PlayStation. And yes, I had my hands on a PlayStation 1. Yes, I played it before. Yes, the controllers were different. They were not as what it is today. When the PlayStation 1 was, the games were really cool. They were pretty fun to play on a PlayStation, but the games were different. The graphics were not as cool as it is today. Well, today's console are just different than what the original console looked like. But when the PlayStation 2 came out, you had a lot of games on it. You had still plug-in controllers. They were still, like, wire controllers. They were not what they are today. Well, when the PlayStation 1 had Madden, well, the first Madden came out, it was really cool. Was the really, really graphics were not great, but they were cool. But that came out when PlayStation started. Then you had another thing with the PlayStation. You had the PlayStation 2. The PlayStation 2 is a console, a little bit bigger, a little bit slimmer compared to the original PlayStation. Then the controllers got a little bit better. They came out with better graphics. And when PlayStation started, didn't really go anywhere. But when the PlayStation came out, they had a CD. And the CD disc was going in. It was sliding. They had, when the PlayStation first, the first one was, they had a memory chip, yes. The PlayStation 1 had a memory chip. I remember. Well, I remember that. But there was a lot of games that were played out. World of Long Plays was one of them for the PlayStation 1. It was pretty cool. Graphics were not that great. Final Fantasy V was on here. They had Rod Racer that came out in 19. Crash Bang Cool. Crash was a cool game to play on the PlayStation. Metal Gear played on the PlayStation 1. All these games that played on the PlayStation 1 was really cool. These racing games were active. Gran Turismo 1, I don't even know what that is, but it's a pretty cool game to play on a PlayStation 1. I never heard of that game, but it was pretty cool. It took 5 years for this game to see what it was. And the graphics were getting better on a PlayStation 2 when they came out. Then, when the PlayStation 2 came out, controllers were good. They were getting better. You had, like, lights on them. When the PlayStation 1 controller was, you had 1, 2, 3... Well, you only had two controllers for a PlayStation 1. But when the PlayStation 2 came out, you only had 1, 2, 3... I think you had four controllers for the PlayStation 2. But I played a PlayStation 2 before. Didn't own one, but I played one. And a PlayStation 1, I didn't own one, but I played one. But if you ever went to a friend's house and you're like, hey, you want to play PlayStation? Oh, yeah, I got the PlayStation 2. We could play on that. Yes, the PlayStation 2 was a little bit different than the PlayStation 1. Well, the disc and the PlayStation got better when you sat down to watch movies. No, they didn't have movies. They had CDs. You get, like, CDs, like... that. And then when the PlayStation 2 came out, they had DVDs for the PlayStation 2. PlayStation 1 only has CDs. PlayStation 2 did not. As the controllers were different. I'm telling you, PlayStation 1 didn't light up. Didn't have any light on. It only had buttons. It only had two buttons in the middle. It was different. That was the PlayStation 1. With the PlayStation 2 controller, it was getting a little bit better. Graphics were getting a little bit better. Console got a little bit better. They added more memory. And they added a little bit something different. With the PlayStation 1 controller, I added colors. I have a PlayStation 4 controller in my hand when I get to that point of it. With the PlayStation 4, it was different than the controller 1. And then when the PlayStation 3 controller came out, it was different. Then the PlayStation 4 controller was so different. So different. Compared to the 1. And compared to the PlayStation 5 controller. I never got my hands on a PlayStation 5 yet. I want to, but it'll be cool to get my hands on one and see how it goes. But it's different from the PlayStation 1. You only can play two player on it. A little bit different. Then the PlayStation 2 controller, you could play two people. It was the size of my hand. Yes. When you look at the controllers, were different. Then, there was a DualShock that came out. It was a little bit different from the original controller to the DualShock controller. But the DualShock is, you could feel the controller vibrate. You could feel when it smacks, you can feel that controller movement on it. Yes. Well, with the PlayStation 3 was coming up, and the PlayStation 3 was a little bit different. But with the PlayStation 1, you had a light. It was a DualShock. You had a movement on this thing. You had a long hand. Yes, handle. Yes, long handle. And a dial and a button and a shoulder button. Yes. But when the PlayStation 3 controllers came out, it was a DualShock. You had 1, 2, 3. Those controllers tell you if you're player 1, that's your 1 controller. If you're 2, that's your 2nd controller. 3 tells you that you're the 3rd controller. And then 4 will tell you that you're the 4th controller. As PlayStation got even, as it was going on and evolution and the illusion of PlayStation got better and better and better. But with the PlayStation 3, you had the big, bulky PlayStation 3. Then you had the bulky, you had the slim version. The slim version was different. Yes, I owned a PlayStation 3, the slim. A lot different. Memories were a little bit different. Then you got, and then you went to the PlayStation 4, which was a different kind of PlayStation thing. No one knew what it was. When the PlayStation 4 came out, alright, better graphics, yes. But when the PlayStation 4 Pro came out, you had better graphics, 4K, HDR. HDR and 4K graphics was the best. So when you play Red Redemption 2 on a PlayStation 4 Pro, graphics are amazing, it's awesome. Then when the Last of Us came out for PlayStation 3, the graphics were not that great as that time was coming on for the game. Yes, The Last of Us is the only game you could play on PlayStation. No other console you could play The Last of Us on an Xbox, you can't play it. On a Wii, you can't play it. That's the only thing you could play is on a PlayStation. But the graphics in the PlayStation 4 and the 4 Pro. Well, the 4 Pro, actually, if you have a 4K TV or a smart TV, your graphics can come out on a Pro a lot better with The Last of Us because it was cool. You had Grand Theft Auto 5 for the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation 4, and it also came out with the PlayStation 5. But when Grand Theft Auto 5 came out, they didn't have anything with PlayStation 3 because 3 didn't show a lot. But when the PlayStation 4 Pro came out, the controller, you could actually put in third person. First person, third person, and the cool part about it with the PlayStation 4 Pro, your controller will light up as the police chase you. There's a speaker on the controller on PlayStation 4 controller. Awesome. Love it. It's great. Then, when you get into games like Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto, Red Redemption, all those, or Need for Speed Heat, well, if you could put your controller on, you can put your settings and you can turn the controller into a gaming controller and have the speaker, like the police will come out and they'll chat and like, alright, we're gonna get him coming through your controller. Alright, tell me where he is. And it's right on your controller. When PlayStation 5 came out, they had better graphics, a lot better graphics. You could play games on a PlayStation 4, on a PlayStation 5. And the controllers are better, even more, you could feel the vibration. But from the first PlayStation, to the second PlayStation, to the third PlayStation, to the fourth PlayStation, to the 4 Pro, and with the Pro, you can actually turn your gaming with a surround sound cinema. And when you have surround sound cinema on, it turns the game like you're playing, almost like you're in a movie theater, but you're at home. It is awesome, it is lit, it is pretty cool. I think the PlayStation 4 Pro is the best PlayStation out there. It is lit. It is awesome, and I can't even imagine playing on a PlayStation 5, because I never played on a PlayStation 5 yet, but it's, I hear people say it's a lot better, and it's a lot cooler, and it's awesome, but they are coming out with a PlayStation 5 Pro sometime soon, but I don't know when it's coming out, but it's amazing, but I'm saying with the PlayStation 4 controller, you can plug your headphones right through the controller. With the original PlayStation, you couldn't do that. PlayStation 5 or 4 or you can, 2, you can actually do that. 2, you can actually plug it into your console, but with the 5 or with the 4 and the 5, you can't do that. You can plug it into your controller. But with the 4, you can actually hear it coming out there and you can walk around without being here. Like say you got to go downstairs and you still can hear the chat with your controller with you, yes, you can take it with you. PlayStation 3 couldn't do that, PlayStation 2 couldn't do that, and PlayStation 1 couldn't do that. That has changed the evolution of PlayStation when it first came, when it finally came out with that. People were like, this is sick, this is awesome, this is lit. It was like, cool. Then, when the graphics got even better and better and better, they actually got where Madden 23 is on a PlayStation 4 Pro, HDMR, 4K graphics. Awesome. The players look real. When you first played Madden in a PlayStation 1, different. PlayStation 2, graphics were not that great. Oh, you can still see the players. But, here, Tom Brady's been in Madden for how many years? 23 years, and he was in Madden. Came out. And then when Grand Theft Auto came out, it came awesome on a PlayStation 2. You can, PlayStation had the best games. Well, in PlayStation 4, they have a game on the Pro called Stray. And what is Stray? It is a game of a cat that you gotta find clues and you gotta lead this cat out so he can go out and try to find his way out of the city. It is a really cool game. You guys should actually pick it up at GameStop, or you guys can download it or buy it off the PlayStation app. It is an amazing game. You guys gotta play it and you guys gotta love it. Then, when FIFA came out, it was changing the world. FIFA was the greatest one too. It was awesome. I can't imagine what it was like. But yeah, it was pretty cool. I did like it. It did lit up the games. But PlayStation is one of the greatest. If you don't have your hands on a PlayStation 4 Pro or a PlayStation 5, you guys gotta check it out. Because they are stocking the PlayStation 5s. Now are gonna be restocked when the PlayStation 5 Pro comes out. It's gonna be lit. It's gonna be awesome. But yeah. But with the PlayStation 4 Pro, you can actually have four controllers playing with you, and with the controller, it lights up. It's awesome. I am excited for that when the PlayStation 5 Pro comes out. It's going to be amazing. All right, stay awesome, stay cool, and I hope you guys like this. I do have more podcasts coming out this summer, and you guys can follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Overcast. Oh, you can also follow me on Instagram at Stay Awesome Podcast and Facebook at Stay Awesome Podcast too. You can hit that like button on my Facebook page, and you can also hit that follow button on my Instagram, and it's going to be lit. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait, and you guys have an awesome time. Alrighty.